Marketing, selling, and business definitions. How many would say that when you see the word marketing, you think of the word selling? Don't bother to raise your hands. You're probably listening to this in your car anyway. If you agree with that statement, this CD will be very helpful for you. I want to change the way you think. In order to build a financially successful and satisfied customer base, we must view marketing as image building. Every time you see the word marketing, I want you to replace it with the words creating an image. You must choose the image that you want to create in the minds of your customers. It is essential that you determine the image you want to project. Your image is like your odor. We all have an odor. Some people choose a cologne that will make it appealing, and some people just stink. If you don't believe you have an odor, let me give you some examples of magical odors. Have you heard of Barry Mitchell? Oh, yeah, he's an amateur magician. Or, have you heard of Barry Mitchell? Yeah, he's a professional comedian. Or, have you heard of Barry Mitchell? Yeah, he stinks. Since we all possess some type of image in our customers' minds, our goal is to determine the image we want and then sell that image. If you can determine your image, you can develop a plan to sell it. Let me repeat that. If you can determine your image, you can develop a plan to sell it. That is one of the most important statements I will make on this CD. Please don't take it lightly. For the purposes of our discussions, we'll use the image I try to project for my business. My marketing objective is to create an image as an educational entertainment specialist. Your marketing objective is the filter that all advertising and selling materials must fall through. This objective will force you to ask the question, does this business card, flyer, etc. help me create an image as an educational entertainment specialist? If it doesn't, redesign it or throw it out. Let's take a look at some business terms and give them some clarity. Imagination. Imagination is dreaming of an image. Most magicians have dreams or visions of being the world's next great illusionist. It is entirely possible that you may be the world's next great illusionist. Certainly, someone will need to fill that position in the future. So let's do a little research. Research is discovering your image. Here's the point where reality comes into the equation. No matter how much we may dream of one career path, we must be realistic about our particular skills and appearance. As a teenage magician, I wanted to be the next David Copperfield, but it wasn't until college that I realized I needed to be me instead. I was funny, slightly overweight, and starting to lose my hair, not exactly the image of an illusionist. When I recognized who I really was and started to perform accordingly, I became a better entertainer. Take the time to discover your individual image and you'll fit better in your skin. Marketing. Marketing is creating an image. Earlier I said, for our discussions, we would use the image I've worked to develop, an educational entertainment specialist. I've chosen this image because in my performing area, many principals and librarians have negative images of magicians. Obviously, previous poor magicians have given my profession a bad name. Therefore, I am a speaker and storyteller that uses magic. More precisely, I am an educational entertainment specialist because I develop programs with educational content that uses a variety of entertainment possibilities to accomplish the goal. I received a phone call at the beginning of a school year from a principal asking if I could write a safety show for his school. He was wanting to write a grant to get the money and wanted to know what I would charge. I asked if he had specifics he wanted me to teach, and he said, "No, just whatever you think is important." The principal apparently had an image of me as an educational entertainment specialist. He didn't just see me as an entertainer or a magician. He trusted me to write a program within the parameters of his government grant. He saw me as an educational entertainment specialist, and that's exactly the image I had been marketing to him for years. Marketing is creating an image in your customer's mind. Advertising. Advertising is communicating that image. Doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but she doesn't. Just because you have developed an image you are proud of and it fits your abilities doesn't mean the world automatically knows your choice. Advertising is a must to communicate your image with the public. Advertising will be covered in more detail within the Ten Commandments. Public relations. Now, public relations is reinforcing your image. Public relations opportunities could be any event or meeting that allows you to reinforce your business image to a group of potential customers. Remember, parents are customers as well. If parents enjoy your talents, they could potentially suggest the principal call you. You may not recognize how many opportunities will come your way by presenting your image at local gatherings. Selling is executing your image. It all comes down to sales. You can be the greatest advertising and marketing genius in the world, but if you don't execute the sale, it won't matter. Executing the sale means you've explained the benefits and fees of your program, and you are willing to ask for a commitment from the potential buyer. This may seem like common sense to many, however, closing a sale can sometimes be frightening. Executing is really the correct word to describe the process, since the seller must pull the trigger and ask for the buyer's commitment. There's always a risk you'll miss the target and the customer will say, "No, thank you." However, you can be assured that you won't hit the target if you never ask for the sale. There's an inspiring formula about sales called the 5 SWs. SW number 1, some will buy your product. SW number 2, some won't buy your product. SW number 3, so what? Don't allow rejection to get you down, because SW number 4, someone is waiting to buy your product. And SW number 5, success is work. Ironically, my friend Terry Evanswood has an autographed handkerchief from Harry Blackstone Sr. On the handkerchief, Mr. Blackstone wrote, "Success is work." And finally, networking. Networking is multiplying your image. There is no more effective way to build upon your success than networking. This will be covered further within the Ten Commandments as well.